conference meet, and they started at 9 a.m. For cross country, their team had a successful meet last Friday night at the Nightfall Classic meet in Marshfield. Both the boys and girls took first place in the small school division. The girls defeated Stratford by 5 points and third place Shawamigan by 33, while the boys blew away the competition, defeating their nearest competitor by 69 points. There were 17 teams in the small school division. Gavin Esterholm was the first finisher for boys with a time of 16 minutes and 27 seconds, while Leah Harper finished first for the girls, breaking the 20-minute mark with 19 minutes and 57 seconds. And the loggers will head to their race this Saturday at the Trebs Invite in Rosholt.
All right.
For school updates, we took a field trip yesterday for Wisconsin Outdoors. We went up to Black River Harbor and Copper Peak up in the UP. And I got to swim in freezing cold Lake Superior.
Ooh, wow.
Which was super refreshing, but pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to ride the ski lift up to Copper Peak and then walk up the old ski jump that they would use long time ago. But it was awesome. Like, you walk up and you're completely out of breath and like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. And then you get up top and see all the trees and the four states and everything. And you're like, wow, this is amazing.
That's quite a view up there. Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
All right.
And then for homecoming, it's next week already. I'll tell you our dress up days. So Monday is hippie or 70s. Okay. Tuesday is twin day. Wednesday is barbecue dads versus soccer moms. Thursday is Barbie versus Ken. And Friday is lager pride. So a bunch of fun dress up days this year.
Barbecue dad versus soccer mom on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Ken and Barbie on Thursday. So you can pretty much wear the same thing both days. You're saying.
I mean, kind of, yeah. Yep, and then we have all of our fun activities planned. Parade at 2 o'clock or 2:30 on Friday, and then the game Friday night and the fire afterwards. So lots of fun stuff coming up.
Should be a fun week. All right.
For sure.
All right, Ileana. Thank you for taking time to update us. Enjoy the week. Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Ileana Winter, a senior at the Phillips School. Let's jump right into Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op football. We got head coach Anthony Morgan, who's nice enough to join us a day later than we normally do. Coach Morgan, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, the rivalry is always very special between Shawamigan, Park Falls, and Phillips. And Friday night, always tough to win on somebody else's field, isn't it? Phillips sound like played a pretty solid game against you guys.
Yep, Phillips did what they do. They have a very established program. Hats off to Coach Precourt and his staff. They do what they do. They do it very, very well. And looking back, we're just made a few too many mistakes and left some big opportunities. It's always tough to take away good things from a loss, but you know, we had some good takeaways in the fact that we were able to move the ball, actually get more first downs, but letting up those big plays has been a plague for us all season, and that was what really kind of caused the demise on Friday night for us.
That's what Coach Patterson was saying, or AD Darren Patterson was saying, is that your offense was able to have some sustained drives here and there, but just a couple mistakes each drive's kind of stop those? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, a few turnovers, and we got some turnovers, but didn't really win a turnover battle. And I said, defensively, the way that Coach Precourt and Phillips runs their offense, all eight guys have to do their job and do it very specifically. And if one or two guys are just a tick out of position, what can look like a harmless little run to the left all of a sudden can be 72 yards and 6 points on the board, and that just happened too many times.
Health-wise, how do we come out of that game health-wise? You okay?
Health-wise, we're good. We had a couple kids that had to sit out in the Phillips game. Not an excuse. It's football. But I think we're going to get Corbin Phelps back this week, who, in our home game against Montello had, multiple interceptions and is a big return guy for us. So I'm looking forward to having him back. And we do still have one of our defensive starters who's kind of in the protocol. It's the new modern world of things. And so he's working his way back from a couple weeks ago. But overall, soft body, soft tissue body injuries, mm-hmm. we're doing pretty good.
It looks like, every game you got to lace them up and you got to go at it, obviously, to win it. But it looks like the next 2 to 3 weeks you got some chances here. If your team can perform the way that you expect and you've seen at times, to have some good things happen here, it looks like.
Yep. No, I think starting off homecoming, as the head football coach, homecoming is a double-edged sword.
I've never heard one coach of football that says, man, not that you don't enjoy that the kids are having fun, but there's just so many distractions and things going on.
Yeah, that's the double-edged sword of it is the distractions, although, you know, it does get the community and the whole school really pumped and excited and hopefully culminating on Friday night with a lot of fans in the stand with energy that we can feed off of it. So that's the good side. Certainly probably as a coach, it's there are a lot of distractions, whether it's dress-up days or bonfires or lip-sync contests, or you know, we got to do a float and different things. Kids are really pulled in multiple directions, so we've I think been very, very focused this week. The heat actually yesterday was a challenge a little bit. It was a tad bit of a distraction with the heat. Obviously, we had to take extra water breaks. So it's a week where we have to go through the distractions. I think we've been very, very focused. And the message all week has been, you know, homecoming really, the cherry on top of homecoming is winning a football game on Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to have challenges with that heat, I think, today. Even tomorrow it's going to be a little bit humid, but Friday, hopefully game time, we're looking a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, obviously, game at 7 versus practice at, 3:45, 3:55 as we wait for our co-op folks to get over here does make a little bit of a difference. We're done by 5:45 on the field yesterday, so it was kind of the heat of the day, because in the mornings have been cool, and yesterday in particular it had to really burn off, and boy, it was a bit warmer. So but that also I think makes for challenges, right? Football is played outside. You got to be able to go in the heat, you got to be able to go in the cold, and everyone has to endure it. So if you're able to practice through it, then you're able to perform through it on a Friday night.
So in order for your team to get the W, to really have some good things happen the next couple of weeks, what are a couple of things that you just have to do better? You're just plain and simply, you've talked to your team about it many times. What do you have to do better?
Defensively, it's we have to do our job. We play a gap control defense, and so every man is responsible for a gap. So every man has to do their job and trust that the man next to him is gonna do their job. And offensively, we need to find a few more big plays. I am reminded to myself, this is only week 6 of coaching these guys. So trying to figure out how to get people in the right position, and, it is football as well. And so, we've yet to actually have all of our offensive skill guys all laced up and ready to go. Knock on wood, it is only Thursday morning, but it does look like we're going to have everybody, from the offensive skill position. And O-line, we're fully healthy on the offensive side. So to actually have those 10, 11 guys that are, skill guys, offensive linemen, then the expectation is, we're going to have some guys have some rest. So hopefully we can pop some bigger plays, because we don't have guys, doing full-time defense, full-time offense.
Yeah. Well, let's get a big crowd down there. High school sports is all about making memories, and this is a chance for the public to come out and be a part of that. They see a big crowd down there with the band performing and stuff. And this is the type of night where kids remember the rest of their lives, possibly.
Yeah, no, I've told the kids to enjoy homecoming just from 3:55 to 7 o'clock. And on Friday from 5 to 9, it is about football. And certainly, there are some distractions, but it is, homecoming king is on our football team. We have multiple football players who are a huge part of our band, and so they're going to get to do that, singing the national anthem. These are memories that these kids will remember for a long time. And if we have a great night, we pull out a hard-fought win, and they get to engage in all those things, then that's a wonderful night. So that's the plan.
Yeah. All right, Coach Morgan, good luck to you Friday night. We'll have the game for you right here with Stephen Jetland of 98Q. Thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Coach Tony Morgan joining us of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team. Homecoming Friday night, 7 o'clock, right here in Park Falls. Get on down there.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now Now at Staples, the prices of HP printers are dropping. Save on HP Smart Tank and enjoy even more savings on ink. Save on the HP Inkjet, perfect for high-quality pics. Save on HP Laser printers, great for tackling high-volume document printing. Now through September 30th, save on Staples' entire selection of HP printers, some as low as $69.99. With HP printer price drops at Staples, now is the time to upgrade to HP, America's most trusted printer brand. See staples.com/HP for details.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Before we get into the news, let's give you our back-to-back coaches as we do each week. We thank the coaches for adjusting to joining us a couple of days late. Coach Steve Precor from the Phillips Logger. Steve, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Congrats to your team on getting the Eagle and the win on Friday night. Always, it's a special rivalry, and you get that home victory. I saw a lot of the pictures on social media. Very special night for you and your team.
It is an exciting night. It's something, like I said before, that our kids circle on the calendar. I mean, anytime you get to play your cross-county rival, and it's becoming a – I mean, it's been a great rival for – many years, and when you add that trophy, it's special. And we got to do it with our future loggers playing at halftime and getting to see it and be part of it, made it even a little bit more special.
All right, and your team did it the way Steve Precor does it, right?
Running the football,
you took it to them. Yeah, talk about your line, because they're the ones, obviously, they're when you come in with a philosophy, and that is your philosophy. They don't get their names out there a lot, but they're the ones doing the work, aren't they?
They sure do, and we ask a lot of them, you know, and when you're running behind them all the time, and we have a guard that pulls every play, he's running just as many yards as our running backs. So, I mean, definitely a shout-out to them. I have two fantastic tight ends this year in Drew Hawshield and Jack Kowicki, who give us a receiving threat. And then I have guards, Kyle Seidenbender, who's about 140 pounds. He'd probably be a running back in every other team, but he pulls and gets out. Loves. I've never seen a kid excited to run a sweep and get outside and block somebody.
Student body, so, huh? He loves to be right out there.
He loves it. You call the play, and he's like, yes. Like, you can hear it under his breath. So it's exciting. So he's buying into what we're doing. And Ethan Upson is another guard who – has a lot of one-on-one blocks, is tough. And Ethan Podmolik, when you snap the ball, shotgun 30 times in a game, and they're all good snaps, I mean, shout out to a center that can do that. So we have a great thing going, and they buy into what we're doing. And although they don't get their name in the lights and the headlines, they're the reason those other kids do.
Yeah, and that's I was going to ask one of the coaches about it. The shotgun is pretty much, that's predominant in eight-man football a lot. I see it a lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And in doing so, it just makes your quarterback another threat. I think it causes a nightmare for defenses to plan for when your quarterback can run with blocking. Yeah. And it's something that they have to plan for. So you see a few teams who can still line up under center and power football, but ultimately when you can gain that extra blocker, that extra runner, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Well, big win for you. The Eagle stays in Phillips for at least another year. And taking a look, you've got you get to go to Mellon on Friday night, right? A little early game on Friday.
We get to play a 4:30 game. Yep. We'll see what the sun does to us. We get to go up to Mellon, who Russ is doing a great job up there with his kids, and we get to play them. And it'll be the first time we've played them.
Yeah, they don't have lights up there, so a little bit earlier game, a 4:30 start. We'll have it for you right here on 98Q. How's the team looking health-wise? Everybody doing okay?
Everybody's pretty healthy right now. We've had one minor knee injury, very minor, to one of our younger players, but everybody else is pretty healthy and outside of whatever flu bug is going around.
Oh, a little bit of that, huh? All right. Homecoming week coming up next week. That's always an exciting time for the kids, so that'll be fun for you guys.
It is, and I tease our kids that I'm not a big fan of homecoming because it takes a lot of focus to the fires and the dances and all the things, but I love the fact that our kids are bought into school spirit and do those things. even though I give them a hard time. And yeah. We're going to play a really good football team for homecoming. So it's great to have that and be at home for a game like that.
Yeah, Northwood Solon Springs, tough contest. Have you been able to get some JV contest in this year? I know it's tough for smaller schools, but how's that been going?
We have. We've played four JV games. Three. We've played three. We've had one canceled, but we've played three. We picked up a couple different cancellations, and we've been fortunate enough to pick up teams. And right now, our junior varsity's 2-1. They've played one really tight game. They played in a blowout on our side, and then played in one that didn't go so well for us. So It's been really good for the younger players to get game time experience, and it only helps when they reach that varsity level.
Exactly. All right, Coach. Well, Jeff and the boy, we'll see you guys up there tomorrow, 4:30 start in Mellon. Good luck to you. Thank you for taking time to join us.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Steve Precor, head coach of the Phillips Lager football team. They are 3-1. They got four games under their belt now. 3-1 on the season, only lost to Clayton, and looking strong. They'll go to Mellon. So tomorrow we'll have Mellon hosting Phillips at 4:30, followed by the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man co-op team at home, 7:00 tomorrow night against Washburn. All of it right here. Before we get to the news, we've got radio legend, the Golden Tones. Sam Pritzel joins us via telephone. Sam, how's that for an intro, Sam?
My boots aren't high enough, Joel.
hanging out at the Lactanookie Lodge. What's we got a
That's
special?
Exactly what we're doing.
All right, very good. Getting things ready for the upcoming season. Huh? All right.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, well, we have a very special event coming up here at St. Anthony's in Park Falls on Saturday that we wanted to bring you on, Sam, to talk about, and we have a fun day schedule. Looks like.
Yes, we do. This Saturday, we have our fall festival, and it is a fundraiser for some of the improvements that we want to be working on. We would like to build a new garage down there for storage, because we have a lot of stuff that needs to be stored, obviously, but it will also act as kind of a little bit of a pavilion for some of our celebrations. And we want to get some new handicap accessible doors for our church. And we also have some other projects that are out there, a memorial garden that we would like to do. And so we need to raise a lot of funds, and we have a great opportunity with this fall festival. 2:00, we're having bingo at the Padua Center, and bingo will go right up until church, which church is at 4:30, and we have the guitar choir playing at Mass at 4:30, which is always very good. After Mass, we're going to have a meal at the Padua Center, and we'll have some raffles going on, and also a pie auction just before it's time to eat dessert, so you can bid on a pie, get a pie from dessert, and share it with your table. That's all going on this Saturday. And the big part about this, Joel, is all the funds that we raised this weekend. We have an anonymous donor that is willing to match it up to $100,000. So it's a great opportunity for our church to raise some funds for those needed improvements.
Yeah, and everyone's welcome to come down, no matter what denomination, come on down and celebrate the history and the all the contributions that St. Anthony's has made to our community. That's all right there at the St. Anthony's Catholic Church and the Padua Center there, right?
That is correct.
All right. Very good. Should be a good day Saturday. Sam, thank you so much for taking time to give us the information. We appreciate you.
Well, thanks for putting me on, even though I'm late. Sorry.
All right. That's all right, Sam. Thank you much, Sam.
Hope to see you all on Saturday. Thanks a lot, Joel.
You bet. St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Park Falls, 2:00 bingo, 4:30 Mass, meal to follow, nice fundraiser, great event, and the weather should be really nice for that too, most of it is, it's all indoors. It is 9:18, we're going to do some shopping show. Gray and Big G are going to take over here, give you some shopping show stuff, some other things we'll talk about too in just a little bit here on a busy Reality Radio special Thursday edition. The news right now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New wave of layoffs announced by some of the Detroit automakers who blame it on the UAW strike.
General Motors says it idled a 2,000-worker plant in Kansas because they don't have the parts they need. They come from a plant near St. Louis where workers are on strike. Jeep maker Stellantis says it expects to lay off more than 300 workers in Ohio and Indiana because of the strike at its assembly plant in Toledo.
No justice, no Jeep!
Union members rallying outside Stellantis headquarters in Auburn Hills, Michigan, included Yolanda Downs, who wants an end to lower wage scales for new workers.
If I'm working on one side of the line and I'm making $30 and the person across from me is making $15 an hour, how is that fair?
UAW President Sean Fain says new strike targets will be announced Friday unless there's serious progress. I'm Jennifer King.
Unemployment applications fell to an eight-month low last week. Claims tumbled by 20,000 to 201,000 for the week ending September 16th, that according to the Labor Department. The Biden administration is extending special protective status to roughly 470,000 Venezuelans in the U.S. illegally. It will make it easier for them to get work permits. Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending crews to repair razor wire along the border. A barrier, he says, it was cut by the Biden administration. The mayor of the besieged city of Eagle Pass, Texas, has declared a state of emergency with 14,000 migrant crossings since last week alone, 270,000 so far this year, and no end in sight. A private passenger rail service launching in the U.S. for the first time in a century. Florida's Bright Line will be running high-speed trains between Miami and Orlando. It'll reach speeds of 125 miles per hour along that 235-mile route. On Wall Street, the Dow down 192. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A rift between Canada and India is growing wider. India's visa processing center in Canada is suspending services after Canada's leader said that India may have had a role in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Parliament there are credible allegations of Indian involvement in the assassination of a Sikh independence activist. India has labeled the charge absurd. Canada expelled an Indian diplomat and then India followed by expelling a Canadian diplomat. Kenya's president committing his country to lead a multinational force in Haiti to combat gang warfare, even as residents of both countries question the plan being pushed by the Biden administration. Haiti's prime minister requested the immediate deployment of such a force a year ago. Some Haitians and Kenyans are skeptical of the deployment led by Kenyan police, who have long been accused by human rights monitors of deadly force, torture, and other abuses. News and analysis, townhall.com. A young man, a Southeastern Conference college football player, is on the mend following a serious operation.
The family of LSU safety Greg Brooks says the Tigers defensive back has undergone surgery to remove a large brain tumor. The family says in a social media post that doctors successfully performed the procedure and the biopsy results are pending. Brooks left the team last week just days before the 12th-ranked Tigers' 41-14 victory at Mississippi State. Coach Brian Kelly said Monday that he could not estimate when Brooks might return to football. Brooks transferred to LSU from Arkansas before last season. LSU hosts the Razorbacks this Saturday. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
As economists are expecting, the Federal Reserve has decided to hold the line on interest rates. For the time being, there will be no change. And the Fed is also signaling optimism about a soft landing for the U.S. economy. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. An expected outcome at the Capitol.
Republican legislative leaders in the state Senate and Assembly gaveled in and out on Wednesday after signaling they'd take no action on a special session from Democratic Governor Tony Evers almost as soon as he called it more than a month ago. Evers wanted lawmakers to take up a $1 billion workforce development package, including $365 million to support hard-pressed child care providers. In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu faulted Evers for twice vetoing a bill that would have imposed work search requirements on welfare recipients. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The jury could decide the case against Zachary Robbins later today.
Both the prosecution and defense rested their case on Wednesday, and shortly before 3 p.m., the judge adjourned the proceedings, instructing the jury to return this morning to prepare for deliberations. A 28-year-old is accused of touching two students inappropriately while he was working as a sub in the Wausau School District back in 2019. One student says he touched her through a hole in the back of her top. The other says he touched her on the bottom. Robbins' defense team did make two requests to have the case dismissed. Both were rejected by the judge. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee's mayor is seeking a full term in office. Cavalier Johnson announced Wednesday he'll be running for re-election in 2024. Johnson became the city's mayor in 2022. Johnson's currently serving the remainder of the term of former Mayor Tom Barrett, who stepped away from the office to become U.S. Ambassador to Luxembourg. Johnson's re-election announcement comes a day after he unveiled his nearly $2 billion city budget, which proposes no service cuts for the first time in years. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A Sheboygan woman is dead after her truck crashed into Lake Michigan Wednesday. Witnesses told the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office the truck left the road, went off a cliff, and ended up in the water in the town of Sheboygan. The 56-year-old woman who was the lone occupant of the truck was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are investigating the crash. And a gun violence prevention day of action at the Capitol today. Heidi Johnson is with WAVE. That's a statewide organization dedicated to preventing gun violence deaths and injuries.
Gun violence is a huge problem in our state, and Wisconsinites are tired of this violence. Wisconsinites want change. Wisconsinites understand that we know solutions that work when it comes to gun violence, and those solutions are very, very popular.
Advocates will be urging lawmakers to act on stronger gun laws, including expanded background checks for gun purchases. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday, light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, low 50s. For Friday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower or thundershower, otherwise partly cloudy, up to 76. Saturday, chance for some widely scattered showers and storms there, a high of 72 degrees. And for Sunday, still that chance for rain, a cooler high of 66. Monday, still a chance for showers, 67. And for Tuesday, up to 68 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 51.
Shopping show coming in a moment. We're also going to talk with our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, sometime between now and 10 o'clock. Also, Packer football Sunday. That's a noon kickoff, 10 pregame. The Brewers, it's over. They're going to win the division, unless it would be a monumental collapse that has never happened before, I don't think, in the history of baseball, maybe except for the Colorado Rockies that one year. But the Brewers, I think their magic number is down to 4. We got Brewers coming up today. That is a 11:40 pregame and a 12:15 first pitch for Brewer baseball coming up today. Shopping show savings with Big G and Gray. That's next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
It is 9:30. It's time to give you some shopping show savings, and we welcome in, if you didn't listen earlier, but Greg Gunderson is joining us on staff, and he's here just to keep an eye on Big G. That's a full-time job all by itself. So, Big
yeah,
G,
just ask my wife.
Yes. All right, Big G and Gray, take it away. All kinds of savings here on the shopping show. I'm going to let you boys run with it. Go ahead.
All right. Just a couple things before we get rolling on the shopping show here. Man, we got the Northwoods Supper Club is having their big German Oktoberfest buffet down there. So if you're hungry, go down there for $25 and get all sorts of great German cuisine there, like frikadellen and... all sorts of German meats and braised roast. And, man, just go down there. We're taking reservations yet this week, 715-762-4447. It's the Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Oktoberfest German Buffet. Maybe you and your girlfriend want to go over there maybe Saturday. And
she's probably already texting
me. Take her out for a little date night maybe, Gray, huh?
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, look at that, huh? All right, so we're going to get rolling here right away with the Winter Greenhouse. They're located on Olmsted Road in Winter there. They got all kinds of fruit trees, shade trees, ornamental shrubs, roses. Probably got the fall plants in there now, like the moms, the marigolds, and all those are probably available. And, boy, we're winding down the season here. It's daylight's a-burning. Days are getting short here. So we got $20 certificates on the show today, and man, all the prices are crossed out. So I guess I can make my own price up here. We'll go with $10 on those half price today on those winter greenhouse certificates. So if you had some fall planning to do, go see the winter greenhouse on Olmsted Road in Winter. I'm gonna write that down there, Gray.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right,
the Five Senses are located in 1920 Old Restored 1920s Fire Station there in the in Phillips, Wisconsin there. They got a great wine selection. They've got all kinds of homemade jewelry. They've got, they got some good fudge over there. They got children's books, toys, artwork, homemade jewelry, and more. I know Joel just had an anniversary. Congratulations to Joel and Shanna. You know, if you're looking for a great anniversary gift, a bottle of wine is always a great selection. And we got $10 certificates on the show today from the Five Senses. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. Ashland Honda Toyota, they're located right on Lakeshore Drive up there in Ashland. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5. You can schedule your service online or by phone. They accommodate your busy schedule. Got competitive pricing. They got night drop-off service, shuttle service available too. So if you work, drop your car off there. They'll get you back to work. New quality service work. Also, they have over access with their dealerships, over 2,000 new and used trucks to choose from, used cars, SUVs, and more. General service certificate today, valued at $40. We'll sell it out for $25 today. One per customer, please. The Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill. They're located right on County W in Phillips, Wisconsin there. And at the Badger's Den, it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend? Great Friday fish fry there, and late night happy hour Friday from 8 to midnight. So go and try their, I don't have the whole, I got the whole recipe here, but it's the Parmesan crusted cod fish fry.
Ooh.
So it's excellent. He's got homemade pizzas there with his own house recipe there. And like I say, there's entertainment there every weekend during the summer, and things coming up here in the fall. We got $10 certificates today on from the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill. And we'll sell those out for $6, one per customer, please. I'll let you take this one, Gray.
Fair enough.
You're a little familiar with it.
Yeah, I know this one well. This is my brother and sister-in-law's restaurant, The Big Dipper, out on Shady Knoll Road, out by Pike Lake there, halfway to Monaco, out on Highway 70. That one is going to be Wednesday through Sunday. They've got live entertainment out there every Sunday and on many Saturdays, too. They've also got a rotating special on Wednesdays, home-cooked specials, and an awesome Friday fish fry. Try out those angry walleye bites if you're there for the first time. You will not be disappointed. Those fish fries come with coleslaw, bread of choice, and home-cooked, hand-cut fries. They call them home fries there. Make sure to ask about them. They'd be happy to give you a huge basket, probably too many. So bring your friends and bring an extra stomach if you've got one. That's in a historic log cabin. Awesome dining experience there. A little bit of ambiance and loud music if you like that. Quieter music, just take a look at their Facebook page. You'll see what they've got coming. We've got a $20 certificate today, and we're selling them for $12.
All right. Another great place to dine here in the Northwoods is Burgers Bar and Grill. They're located in Phillips right there on Highway 13, right next to A&W. Ricardo and Jay, I got a special every day. We got Monday is Wimpy Burger Night. Tuesday is Taco Night. Wednesdays, they're closed. Thursday is Yippee-ki-yay Steak Night. And Friday is the Spotted Cow and Fish Fry. We got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6 today. One per caller, please. Some Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. Carquest Auto Parts in Phillips, where Pete always has the coffee on. Well, you know, at least in the morning anyway. We got parts, accessories, filters, polish, windshield wipers, much more. If you got a show car, you got some detail products over there. He's got those. Winter's coming here, so if you're storing a car, you can get yourself a little tender. Excuse me. I think the symphony just...
musical interlude to the shopping show. Yeah.
Rule number 1.A when you enter the studio.
Yes, I can turn my cell phone down.
Wasn't the new guy.
All right, $20 certificates from CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please. Why don't you take the next one there? Well, I better take this one. You're not familiar with this one.
No, not quite. I can read, but I don't know these guys yet.
Shawangaman Home Furnishings, they're located right here in downtown Park Falls. Also got a location in Ashland. They are proud high school sports sponsors of our high school sports. I understand it's homecoming this weekend, Joel, I heard. Heard Coach Morgan on here talking about the big football game. And what they say, with Barbie and Ken Day or something?
I think that was today. Phillips, is both of them are doing Barbie and Ken
Day. Oh, yeah, boy, oh, boy.
Get the pink out.
There you go. But they got can't even hardly walk through the showroom there in Park Falls there. They got so many sectionals, recliners, they got two-sided mattresses, three floors of furniture there at Schwagman Home Furnishings. Family owned and operated. To go see Trent there, Marcus is up in Ashland, and then Dave, he comes down and fills in once in a while, so be sure and go down and see them. Great furniture, they deliver, and great service from Schwagman Home Furnishings here in Park Falls. We've got an area rug on the show. You can stop down at Schwagman Home Furnishings and take a look at it. It's gray, silver, and charcoal. It's a 5x7 foot rug. It's a $200 rug. You look great in your cabin, or maybe your basement, or even your interior hallway there. I believe it's 5x7 feet. Very versatile. And it's a $200 value. We'll sell that today for $100. $100 on that rug. Man, we don't have any pens in the studio here, do we?
You can borrow mine.
We have to get after Joel on that. I think he's in charge of office supplies, too. All right. He said he agrees. All right, so $100 for that rug from Schwagman Home Furnishings. All right, Double D's Pub and Pizza. I won't put you on the spot today, Gray, but we usually do the little jingle here in the morning, and I know Darla's been practicing, and Joel and Austin, he's working on it, so...
I was warned. That might be expected, too.
We'll give you a week here to work on that.
All right, I'll be ready.
But, give me a 3-2-1 countdown, Wheelie Gray, there, and I'll...
All right.
Rip here.
We got a 3-2-1.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on Main 2nd Street in Butternut. It'll serve over a dozen specialty pizzas, sandwiches, Taco Tuesdays, spaghetti special on Wednesday. Friday, try their oven-baked cod. Dine in or carry out or sit in their expanded dining area, able to accommodate up to 32 guests. You got general food, beverage certificates on the show today. They're valued at $20. The sale is out for $12 today from Double D's Pub and Pizza. All right. Elk River Custom Rods and Outfitters. They're located right next to Quick Trip there in Phillips. They've got great fishing wear by Huck's Gills Real Life. I saw Mark on Facebook there. He was doing some walleye fishing. Got custom fishing rods made right there in-house. They've got summer selection of canoes and kayaks. And today we've got a certificate on the show today. You can get your kayak and canoe and have it ready to go for next season. Might even get a little fall fishing in with it this fall here. Enjoy the fall colors. And we've got a $100 certificate on the show today. And you take that in and you'll get $100 off. We'll sell it to you for $50. Half price today on that certificate. Good towards any kayak or canoe in stock at Elk River Custom Rods in Phillips. All right. The El Cuevanzo Mexican Restaurant. They're located on Lake Avenue, right downtown Phillips there. They're got authentic Mexican food as well as a variety of American dishes. Specialties include stuffed avocado, chili parblama, or Taiwan under volcano bowls. Don't forget about Taco Tuesdays with $1.49 margaritas. Top it all off with some deep fried ice cream. Carry in or dine out. Yeah, we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6. One per table, please. What do we got next there, Gray?
Looks like Fanatical Fish and Gallery Studio on Main Street in Butternut, a quaint retail gallery right on Main Street. They do beautiful murals done by the gallery owner, Kelly Meredith, and some unique artwork displayed by several local area artists. They also will display some local handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, pottery, and painting. So all kinds of local crafts. Get up there and see them on Main Street at Fanatical Fish Gallery. This one is a $25 certificate that we're selling for $12. So if you'd like to beef up the local craft supply or your personal craft supply, get into Fanatical Fish Gallery.
All right. Filling station are located in the Old Ice Cream Shop on Butternut, Wisconsin, right on Highway 13 there. Try one of their signature sandwich. My favorite is the garlic roast beef. Also got station lattes. Try their station affogato. You know what that is?
I do, actually. I'm proud to say I know coffee and ice cream. It's absolutely delicious.
All right. But that's the Butternut Pecan Ice Cream. You got to make sure it's the Butternut Pecan Ice Cream.
Fair enough. So, I haven't had it that way. You got me there.
The Butternut Pecan Ice Cream with espresso poured over it. Also got tons of Wisconsin-based souvenirs like popcorn dips, dessert mixes, pretzels, and much more. You can text your order to Kim at 715-661-8539. And for a complete menu, see it on Facebook. Certificates for $10 today. We'll sell those for $6 today. They're good for food or merchandise from the filling station in Butternut. Impact Cleaning. They're located right here in Park Falls. They're professionals. They perform carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, upholstery cleaning, disaster mediation, odor removal, power washing, sewage cleanup, complete trash outs, fire smoke mediation. They work with all insurance companies. Certificate good towards carpet cleaning or upholstery cleaning or air duct cleaning. Valued at $75. We'll sell it out for $45 today. Again, number to call here if you hear something you like on the shopping show. 715-762-3221. Or you can shop 24/7 on our website, 98qcountry.com. All right, Gray, take her away.
Island City Lanes and Lounges, right on Highway 51 in Minocqua. They're a Monday through Thursday, 9 to close, or excuse me, Monday to Tuesday, 9 a.m., Wednesday through Thursday. They've got some unique hours. Check them out on Facebook for that. They're a bowling facility with well-oiled lanes and a pro shop for all of your bowling shopping needs. They use computerized scoring. On Tuesdays, they also offer $3 tacos with all the fixings. Thursdays, they've got a special of peel and eat shrimp and a Friday fish fry, homemade pizzas, and more. Lunch and dinner daily are available there, as well as birthday party packages. So give them a call to book your date now. They're holding bowling tournaments. For all of that, you can call 715-356-7779 for dates and details. This is a general certificate, good for food, drink, bowling, or pro shop, with a value of $20. And we're selling it for $12 today.
All right, why don't you guys grab a coffee break quick, and we'll get our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, on here. We'll come back with more Shopping Show Savings in just a moment. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for joining us. You're busy, I know, conference and all kinds of stuff you're doing, so we appreciate the update on this. You're not just running and hiding on homecoming week, are you? The district administrator would never do that, would he?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, it was just the way the events fell this year and the date. So I did miss the bonfire last night. I wish you could have been there. I saw some pictures, and my daughter told me it was a good time. So
nice.
So, you know, it is homecoming week. We've got a few things going on yet. We had a parade on Tuesday and a bonfire yesterday. And then we get a football game tomorrow evening against Washburn at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then the high school students are having a dance on Saturday evening. So it's the first time in several years they've had the dance. So we've got the dance. So there's a couple more events yet for homecoming week to finish out a good week. The kids are still got some dress-up days going on. So you know, it's always good this time of year, you know, the fall colors, and it just really feels like school with homecoming. A couple other things to watch out for. We've got a high school wrestling coach that we need. So anybody interested, just please contact us in the district office, and we hope to get that hired here really soon. One of the messages we want to get out this week, and we've been, you know, I've mentioned this on the radio a couple of times, Joel, is bus safety and just really asking our people out on the road to, when they come upon a bus with the yellow flashers going and that red stop arm comes out, drivers on the road need to stop for that. You never know where a student, you know, we do try to drop students off on the side of the road that the bus is on. Sometimes that's not possible, but we don't want to have a situation where you know, a student gets hurt crossing the road because somebody didn't observe the stop signs, and that is the law. And so we just want to, you know, constantly right now remind people of that. Our drivers have reported a definite increase in this year of people running those stop signs when those come out.
All right.
That's not a good situation. So we just want to make sure we're letting people know, hey, help us out. We want to keep the kids safe. Couple other things going on. You know, we've got our tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, that Tdap shot. Then we're going to have clinics available on the 21st at the two schools. This would affect students in grades 7 through 12 if they need that. And, you know, they don't have to go through the school to get that. They can certainly get that on their own. But if they wanted to go through the school, we've sent out messages to parents, and they can certainly arrange that to do that. We've got also going on the 28th next week. We've got our graduation reps coming in from Johnston's to talk about getting orders in for the graduation gowns and all those kinds of things. And Mecca Sportswear taking orders for letter jackets. So we got quite a bit going on there. Our YMCA after school program at Park Falls Elementary. We still have some slots, and we can take up to 50. So again, anybody interested in that, just please reach out to the elementary school. Couple other things coming up sports-wise. Our JV volleyball goes tonight to Lakeland. Cross country is at Spencer this afternoon. We've got that football tomorrow. And then on Saturday, both our volleyball and our cross country have some events. We have a volleyball tournament down at Phillips starting at 9 o'clock. Cross country is headed to Rochelle. So, yeah, it is a busy time of year and a lot going on.
All right. So, very good, Kyle. Thanks for taking time to update us. We'll hook up with you again next Thursday, okay?
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Kyle Cronin. Normally doing just 7:45 on Thursday mornings. He's at a conference out of town, so his schedule match to give us a call right here. More shopping show savings to come in just a second here.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Okay. Next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
And we've got more shopping show savings. Turn it back over to Big G and Gray. Take it away, guys.
All right. Mainstay right here in Park Falls, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street. Mexican Mondays. Monday Mexican Day is back. Vanessa there, she has a special Mexican dish. Plus, of course, they got the tacos with the taco bar and all the fixings. You like tacos, Gray?
Absolutely.
All right. So, want to go out to Jackson, try her out? Of course, they're open Monday, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. Thursday is burger night. Friday, you got a great fish fry there. And Saturday, of course, you got the pork and dumpling dinner in the afternoon. And then prime rib special, all with salad bar on Saturday night. Enjoy breakfast all day on Sunday. Got general certificates on the show today from Jack's. They're $20. We'll sell them out for $12. And Jack's is the proud sponsor of our 98 Q Country Polka Show on Saturday mornings. All right. You can take this one. We were just over there to eat the other day.
Yes, indeed. We got Jen's Butternut Cafe right on the south end of Butternut as you're coming in on Highway 13 there. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4, and Saturday, Sunday as well for breakfast. So get in there for homemade bread every day. On Thursday, they've got their Kiss My Grits special with 2 eggs smothered in grits and a choice of meat. Friday, fish fry, grilled or deep fried, fish fried cod, of course. We've got fish tacos, bluegill basket, and, of course, a full menu available on top of everything I've told you about today. This one's going to be a general certificate, too, another $10 value that we're selling for $6 today.
I had to make one correction on that. They're open Monday through Thursday till 2.
Oh, excuse
me. And then Friday, they're open all day for fish fry.
Get one new guy mistake, so, and that's my mulligan for
the day.
Well,
it's not your fault, because the typo is, the way it's typed on there is, we won't say who typed that up.
Fair enough. I'll blame the copy, not the writer.
Blame the copy, there you go. Yep. All right, John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill, and Phillips there at the intersection of 13 and 111. John's 3 Mile Bar is the Great Smash Burger. It's 2 quarter-pound patties, smashed with onion and cheese in both layers, served on a brioche bun, or tried a Philly smash taco, and also got a Philly smash burger on Texas toast. One thing John never does, he's never skimps on the cheese. Everything Friday is a great fish fry, includes 4 ounce cod, hand-breaded fries, coleslaw, and rye bread. We got certificates on the show today. They're valued at $20, so it's all for $12 today from John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill, located in Phillips, Wisconsin. Lakewoods Resort. They're located in Cable, Wisconsin. Enjoy lakeside dining on Lake Nemecagon. Friday fish fry, Icelandic cod, walleye. Try their fabulous Sunday buffet. General certificates valued at $20. The sale is out for $12 today. One per table, please. These certificates may not be used on special event buffets like holidays, Christmas, Easter, and so forth. So $20 will sell us off for $12 today from Lakewoods Resort in Cable. All right, Meister's Bar and Grill, where Jen always has the grill on. Tell you, Gray, if you get hungry, you get hunger cravings at 9 o'clock at night, and swing down there to Meister's. Jen's there. She'll whip you up a Meister burger.
Fair enough. Put it on the schedule.
All right. Try one of their great sandwiches, like the mushroom cheese steak or the crispy chicken. You also have wraps. Got great appetizers, pizzas, and patio seating there out there during the summer. They got some patio entertainment going on during the summer. So Meister's Bar and Grill, located on Main Street, right downtown in Phillips. $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12 today. One per caller, please. All right, Northern Lights and Lanes right here in Park Falls. Got great food specials every day from pizzas, sandwiches, wings, fish fries, and more. Offer bowling, and they got two golf simulators. I know the golf season is dawning on us here with days getting shorter, so stop over there and try those golf simulators out. Special bowling party package today. It's 1 hour of bowling. It's a 16-inch pizza, two pitchers of soda, and that's a $40 value. And normally we sell that for $28, but today, since it's not Wednesday, I'm just going to call this the Thursday, I need something, some good alliteration. Help me out here, Grace.
Thursday
thrill discount,
there
maybe?
You go.
Thursday thrill discount. We're going to make sell those for $23 today.
I was not going to save you there. I'm glad you got something.
All right. Northridge Greenhouse and Ice Cream. We've got $20 certificates on the show today. They're located right off of Highway 8 on Cemetery Road there. They got two beautiful greenhouses. All the fall merchandise is in. They got a ton of fall moms. They got patio planners there. So if you want to make your own patio planner for the fall, go see Dave, veteran owner Dave, and assistant Tanya. They'll help you put something beautiful together to beautify your deck and yard here for the fall to go with the beautiful fall colors on the trees. They got free fertilizer Fridays. You can stop in there Friday, and Dave will give you up to four gallons of liquid fertilizer. Bring your own container, please. And of course, Gray, they got. You can go there. You can shop for plants, and then you can have some ice cream.
Cedar Crest ice cream.
They got delicious Cedar Crest ice cream.
Absolute favorite.
Over 40 flavors available. We got some fall flavors now. I heard the frozen tundra is available now out there at Northridge Greenhouse and Ice Cream. And Dave has built a beautiful, called the Tangled Butterfly Terrace. So you get your ice cream cone, you go sit out there. It's got a fish pond running through it, surrounded by beautiful flowers, just a gorgeous ambiance to sit out there and enjoy some Cedar Crest ice cream.
That sounds awesome.
So, and we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those all for $12. One per customer, please. All right, I'll let you take the next one.
Yeah, this is one I've been to a few times. The Park Falls Country Club over there on Saunders Avenue. Beautiful 9-hole course snuggled up next to the Flambeau River. Full clubhouse, of course, with food and drinks. Carts available to rent. A lot of tournaments and social events held over there. And, of course, memberships available. I was a member through this summer and got great value on that one. I've got a certificate here for 9 holes of golf with a cart on weekends only. That's got a value of $32. And then we're going to be selling it today on the shopping show for $22.
Actually, we're going to sell that for less than that because the golf season's getting short.
I suppose so. What are you thinking today, Big G?
I'm thinking, I'm thinking we let that baby go for $16.
$16. Half price on the $32 value. Keep in mind, though, this is good for the 2023 season. So please give us a call here, 715-762-3221, for their availability on that.
And it's good for weekends only.
Oh, thank you.
Not during the week. All right, so $16 for 9 holes of golf at the Park Falls Country Club on the weekends. Yes, one per caller, please, on those. All right, Park Falls Family Restaurant. They're located right here on Highway 13 in Park Falls. And I always say, oh, man, you go look at their menu, they're great. And, I mean, it's hard to decide. You can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime there. They have everything from spaghetti to chicken to barbecued ribs to, eggs and bacon, hash, you name it. It's, like I say, you can go there and have breakfast, lunch, dinner anytime. And I got a great Mexican menu that's available every day. And veterans receive a 10% discount on anything on the menu. They're open 7 days, 7 a.m., 7 days a week. And we got food and beverage certificates available today. They're valued at $10. We'll sell those out for $6 today. One per caller, please. All right. Patchouli Garden. They're located on 159 Division Street in Park Falls. Mayor Tara there makes a lot of her, most of her products right in-house there. If you stop in there, she'd be happy to give you a little tour. They just did a great expansion here over this last summer. So stop down to Patchouli Garden, check that out. They've got lots of soy candles. I think there's over 60 different fragrances available.